Walk of the Dead comes 7 to 11 every Saturday.
Friday
and Saturday in October. The Gotsoul family put that on. 10 years they've been haunting together. They're married, and out of that love of putting on haunts comes Ages Community. And that's a Galesburg, Illinois nonprofit. The goal of the group is to educate and assist volunteers by teaching them real-life skills through our haunted houses and other events. And like you were talking about, Sean, just when you're getting ready to build a room in a haunted house, or I guess I could say the haunted wilderness of Walk of the Dead, when it's just the boards and the wood sitting around and we're standing there, where do you go from there? How do you get these kids excited about this, these boys and girls?
Well, that's what's funny. A lot of them look at it and they don't see what I see.
What it's going to be.
You know, and what it's going to be and what's in my head. And when I start putting up walls and start putting things together and we start building, then they start, when they start getting it and they start seeing the same vision that I'm seeing, then they really get excited.
Yeah. And got to be proud at the finished product.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I bring the kids involved. And when you help, they help build it, or they help design it, or decorate it. They care about it that much more, and they are really excited. And they really, I got a lot of good kids. I have a lot of good talent. And even the kids that have come out, I've never scared anybody before. You know, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And when I put them in the costuming, and I put them in that moment, then they figure out how it all works. And to see these kids come alive, and that is one of the biggest joys that I have. Because I, unlike my wife, I am a character in the haunt. You know, you'll never know where I'm at.
Yeah.
In fact, I've had people come out and try to find me, and I scared the crud out of them, and they had no idea it was me. They had no clue it was me. So until later, because I'll reveal to them later after, well, I didn't see it, and then I'll tell them who I was. Well, yeah, and then they'll tell me how big the scare was. But I get to go through, and I get to watch these kids, and these kids just, they really come up and with their own creativity on some things, because I'll make some suggestions for things that, you know, especially for kids that's never scared before. And then they start coming up with their own ways. And it's just exciting for me to see how they interact with the people and how well they do their scares. And they do them very, very well.
Sherry, in the 10 years I've been doing it, and Ages Community, which shows these kids coming up and these adults that come and help, how to be a part. When did you decide, well, we're not just going to scare, but this is a mentorship too?
We founded Ages in 2012 out of a need. I actually, like I said, my time hop on my Facebook gives me my history.
Yeah.
It was 6 years ago today that we found out that we didn't have a proper sprinkler system and could no longer run Fright High. And it was one of those things that we had just created Ages Community with the thought of the mentorship, but also to do other things in the Galesburg community. And that was really the jumping off point to have that nonprofit to help volunteer, because the haunt is our major thing, but we still do little things here.
You guys
and there.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Claus. I didn't know. So you put away the frights for a little while.
Right.
Yes.
And you're doing that too. That's
so
another
I spend
part
a
of
portion
age.
Scaring people, and then the latter of the year to make up for it for atonement.
Yes.
I bring joy to people.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
It all balances out. It
sure,
really does.
Sure.
Well, Sherry, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And now Ages Community continues that. And Sean and Sherry Gotsoul are here. They both love what they do. Halloween, this time of year. Sean loves the creepy aspect of it and the makeup. And you do a lot of the makeup of some of your scares out there. That's you putting it on?
That was me and Sherry. And we have a couple other talented people. I have a 15-year-old girl from the high school. And her name's Peyton Scheckler.
Yeah.
And this girl came out first time last year. And she says, well, I've got this and this and this. And then when she saw the makeup that we had, and I just let her go. And she's
working
self-taught.
With paint and latex.
Yes. And she's really good at what she does. And then Haley Curtis is another one that comes out and helps. She's really good with the latex. I mean, she's
done it.
We're
talking intricate, right?
Yeah.
We have.
We're talking like a zipper over the mouth. I mean, hooks through the face, eyes hanging out. These girls are amazing. They come up with some really cool glass embedded in the face, looking like you went through a plate glass window. I mean, just stuff like that that's just amazing.
I told you you're going to have a little bit of gore with your Saturday morning coffee. Yeah. You're getting it. You're getting it right now. But it's all fake. But that's the artistry of Sean Gotzel and those kids that you teach. So it's not just the building a room. It might be, like you just said, mentoring kids in makeup. And so in the 10 years, you even mentioned a couple. There's kids that you see that have gone on.
Right.
That you got to help just a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
And it really is. And that's what I want to say about where we're at. I mean, we are now a community based scare. I mean, we're out at Lakeside. It was the city that gave us that area for the Nature Center. And,
yeah.
And the profits that we're making is benefiting the Nature Center and Parks and Rec. But the thing is having that space and that home, we create an environment where we're alcohol free, we're drug free, and no bullying. And that was the big thing about last year. We had a couple kids that got bullied quite a bit in high school, and they were leery about coming out. But when they came out, because I've got kids from all around the area, I've got kids from Abingdon, I've got kids from Galesburg, a couple kids from Knoxville. And when they come out and help, and to see all these kids just blend together, there's no fighting, they work, they come cohesively together, and to all have the same goal is to have fun. Yeah. That is the main thing, is to enjoy what you're doing and have fun.
That commonality.
And these kids all have fun.
Yeah, that commonality kind of pushes everything else under the away. And just,
Well, yep. And we talk about the kids, but we do have some awesome adults too.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, and a shout out to our board, Darla Kresge, John Durkin, Bud and Melissa Reeves. These people really are the ones that help make this all work, because they all have different talents that they bring.
The Gotzel family can't do it on their own.
No.
This is definitely not just us. This is our board.
And these people are awesome too, because they have their own abilities and their own specialties. And that's the other thing. When I'm creating a haunt or something, like this year, I'm not building the structure this year. The structure that's going to be a maze-like thing to get through at the end of the haunt is actually Bud Reeves' design. So I'm letting him take that over.
Yeah.
And what he's got built so far is so far pretty creepy. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. So these people are coming together and they are showing their talents, and we couldn't do it without them. That is for sure.
In the forest behind Lakeside Splash Zone, every Friday and Saturday, 7 to 11 in October, Walk of the Dead comes. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Gotzel family, scaring you now and then bringing Christmas a little bit later on. And Aegis Community, their nonprofit, the goal of the group, to educate and assist volunteers by teaching them real-life skills through their haunted house and other events that they put on. And tip of the hat, the Gotzels have been doing it and haven't given it up for many, many years. Back more, Galesburg Live coming up on what's going to be a pretty gray day today. So if you want to stay inside, and maybe later tonight you'll get some thunder boomers and you can put on a scary movie. It's 8:36.